The following information is from the second brochure, distributed to all households in the ACT by the ACT Electoral Commission. It's your polling place guide for Saturday, 17 October 2020. About the election. Voting on Saturday, 17 October. The final day of the 2020 ACT Legislative Assembly election is Saturday, 17 October 2020. On Saturday, 82 polling places will be open across Canberra for voting from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. To find out the polling place nearest to you, contact Elections ACT on 6205 0033. That's 6205 0033. For information on the location of all polling places, or visit www.elections.act.gov.au. Vote safe. Social distancing and strict hygiene measures will be in place at all voting locations. Do you have to vote? Voting in this election is compulsory. If you're on the electoral roll for an ACT address and you are an Australian citizen aged 18 or over. If you don't vote, you may be fined. Why is voting important? The Legislative Assembly has the power to make laws and form a government for the ACT. By voting in this election, you have an opportunity to choose who will represent you in the Assembly. Voting is your chance to have your voice heard. Assisted access. Polling places offer assisted access for people with a disability. Full details of the accessibility reviews of each polling place are available on the Elections ACT website, www.elections.act.gov.au. Remember, polling officials are there to help you. If you need help with voting, just ask a polling official. How to vote cards. Remember that the distribution of how-to-vote cards or any other political canvassing is banned within 100 metres of the polling place. This means you need to plan how you're going to vote before you arrive at a polling place.
About voting. About your ballot paper. A feature of the ACT electoral system is the Robson rotation method of rotating the positions of candidates within each column on the ballot paper. Candidates' names are printed in different positions within a column on each ballot paper. The order of the names on your ballot paper will be different from the order on the ballot paper given to the voter following you. This means that no candidate has the advantage of appearing in the top position in every ballot paper. By combining Robson rotation with the ban on canvassing within 100 metres of a polling place, the ACT electoral system places in your hands the opportunity to consider each candidate and vote for candidates by name in the order of your choice. How to fill in your ballot paper. To make your vote count, write the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and so on in the squares in the order of your choice. Don't use the same number twice. One of the most common mistakes is for people to number the candidates in a column 1 through 5 and then the next column 1 through 5 and repeating this for each column. This means that their vote cannot be counted because preference numbers are being repeated. And remember, use only numbers. Another common mistake is for people to use ticks and crosses on their ballot papers. This also means that their vote cannot be counted. You should fill in at least 5 squares as there are 5 vacancies in each electorate. If you don't fill in this many squares, your vote will still be counted even if you vote for only one candidate. However, to make the most of your vote, we suggest you continue to fill in the squares until all your preferences are recorded. You may fill in every square if you wish. If you don't vote for any candidates, your vote will be informal. If you make a mistake on your ballot paper, just return it to a polling official and ask for another.
About telephone voting. Telephone voting for blind and vision impaired or physically disabled electors. eligible ACT electors are able to cast their vote using the telephone voting system if they have a visual impairment or a physical disability which makes it difficult to attend a polling place, or vote by postal vote. The first step in telephone voting is registering with Elections ACT by calling 1800 875 118. That's 1800 875 118. Registration is available from 9 a.m. on Monday 28 September and closes at 4 p.m. on Saturday 17 October 2020. Registration is open during normal business hours, Monday to Friday 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. with extended hours on Friday 16 October 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday 17 October 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. To register, you'll be asked to provide a 5-digit PIN to the Elections ACT officer. This number must be something you will remember. For security reasons, Elections ACT cannot reissue your PIN, remind you of your PIN, or issue you with a new PIN. If you forget your PIN, you'll need to apply for a postal vote or go to an early voting centre or polling place instead. After providing your PIN, you'll be asked for either a mobile number, an email address, or both. This is so that you can be sent a unique 7-digit voting token number. This number is used together with your 5-digit PIN to provide you with secure access to the telephone voting service. After registering to cast your vote over the telephone, call the Elections ACT telephone voting hotline again on 1800 875 118. That's 1800 875 118. Enter your 5-digit PIN and 7-digit voting token when instructed. Audio instructions will then guide you through the voting process in a similar manner to the blind and vision impaired electronic voting described earlier. You will be asked to re-enter your PIN and voting token number to finalise your vote. Telephone voting closes at 6 p.m. on 17 October 2020, but remember, you need to register first.
Access to persons with a disability. Elections ACT is committed to making its information, services, events and venues as accessible to as many people as possible. If you have difficulty reading a standard printed document and would like to receive this publication in an alternative format, such as large print or audio, please phone 6205 0033. 6205 0033. And the National Relay Service. If you're deaf or have a hearing or speech impairment, you can call Elections ACT through the National Relay Service, NRS. Speak and listen users. Phone 1300 555 727 and ask for 02-6205-0033. Internet Relay users. Connect to the NRS at www.relayservice.com.au and ask for 02-6205-0033. ACT Interpreter Service for the Deaf and Blind, please phone 6287-4391. Vote safely. Vote early. You still have time to vote early. Early voting centres are open this week, Monday 12 October to Thursday 15 October from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Friday 16 October. At this year's election, we are encouraging everyone to vote early to help ensure the COVID safety of the community and election workers. Contact Elections ACT on 6205 0033 or visit www.elections.act.gov.au for information on the location of the 15 early voting centres. This information is authorised by Damien Cantwell, ACT Electoral Commission, 221 London Circuit, Canberra City, ACT.